The latest jobs report shows the state's unemployment rate stands at 8.6%. Massachusetts lost 2,300 jobs last month. But at a time when lots of people are looking for work, many local companies say they're still having a hard time filling open positions. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story.
Any company that's not laying people off right now counts itself lucky. But the Cambridge company HubSpot is bowled over with excitement. This week, HubSpot celebrated its third birthday by getting all of its employees together at a bowling alley for the second year in a row.
The first birthday party was just pizza and beers in the office.
That's company vice president Mike Volpe, who, like the rest of the 90 workers here, is wearing a t-shirt with a big orange triangle on the back, showing the company's fast-growing sales. When he joined HubSpot 2.5 years ago, he was just the fifth employee. Volpe's online marketing company has been adding 3 people a month. Next year, HubSpot will have to hold its party somewhere else because this bowling alley won't be big enough.
Knock on wood, and I hope things keep going well, but that's the plan, and so far it seems like it's coming true. You can't go bowling anymore as a whole company because it's too big. It's obviously a good problem to have.
But HubSpot also has a bad problem to have. Some of those new positions, they go unfilled for months because it's hard to find good people. Some of the out-of-work marketing types who've been applying lately, they're really good at trade shows and direct mail and telemarketing campaigns, but they often don't know about landing pages and web analytics and conversion. Volpe says getting more applications from the growing ranks of the unemployed doesn't always translate into more good candidates.
You have a lot more to sort through. And so it's you're looking for that needle in the haystack, and the haystack is getting bigger, but there aren't necessarily more needles.
Information technology is just one industry that's having this problem right now. Defense is another. Raytheon's unit in Tewksbury, Integrated Defense Systems, has been battling just to find qualified applicants to fill more than 1,000 jobs. Same story for BAE Systems in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Generally speaking, we are hiring.
The company's Mary Ellen Tanzi says BAE has added 850 jobs so far this year, but some of the company's defense contracts have been reduced. BAE gave pink slips to about 125 of its New Hampshire workers. They've had the odd experience of being laid off at a company where Tanzi says jobs are waiting to be filled.
Here we still have a hiring sign up. So on the one hand, while we're hiring very specialized functions, for example, optical engineering, we're reducing across the board in many disciplines.
It's normal to have a mismatch between the skills employers need and the skills prospective workers have. But what's troubling is that the recession and growing unemployment are making this mismatch even bigger.
Now that we have this labor surplus, employers can require even higher levels of skill and education to fill the jobs that they have available.
Suzanne Bump is Massachusetts Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development. She says it's not just tech companies. The bar is being raised across the board.
So that is why we are pushing the folks who are on unemployment so aggressively to take advantage of training opportunities.
Just this week, the Patrick administration anchored a new statewide network of training programs designed to develop a cutting-edge green energy workforce. But just what will employers ask of a so-called green-collar worker?
There's still a lot of information needed about what their workforce needs are.
Jill Lacey Griffin works for the Boston Foundation, which is a major player in SkillWorks. The public-private job training effort has been holding meetings recently with green energy industry employers. Lacey Griffin says there is a sense of urgency because of new federal stimulus money for job training.
I think everyone from the Commonwealth to the city to private funders, everyone has an interest, and we're all trying to get on the same page and really learn more about the sector.
Because the real fear is that if the state doesn't do it right, economic growth will be stifled. It's not just about the workers for those jobs, it's about their employers. If companies can't move forward with the available labor pool, they may just move away. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
For all of our reporting on the economy in Massachusetts, visit the Bottom Line section of our website, wbur.org.